This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Heading into this day, let's remember to keep our focus on God. Because God gave us life. He is the one behind everything that is. And He is the center of this universe. He's the center of life. And one of the most important conclusions I can come to in life is the realization I am not the center of life. Even my own life does not revolve around me. It revolves around God. And when I come to that understanding and I begin to build my life around the understanding that God is at the center of it, that He is the one that matters the most, that my life is for Him and I want to love Him in the same way as He has loved me, then my life takes on meaning, fullness, purpose. We're talking this week about getting old and how to live a life that is still full of fruitfulness and meaning and inner energy when my body doesn't have a lot of energy when I'm getting older. All of us are headed there, and what we do now has a massive impact on what happens later in life. I want to take you to a passage in Genesis chapter 47. You remember that Joseph was one of Jacob's sons, and he was sold into slavery in Egypt, and through a miracle set of circumstances, God brought him to a place of being the second most powerful person in all of Egypt under Pharaoh himself. And Joseph really saved the people of Egypt and the people of the surrounding nations from starvation as God led him to stockpile wheat and prepare for 7 years of famine that were coming. And during those 7 years, he was reunited with his family. And Pharaoh, in gratitude for what Joseph had meant to the nation, was very excited to bless Joseph's family when they came to Egypt. And here in Genesis 47, in verse 5, it says, "Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is at your disposal. Settle your father and your brothers in the best of the land, and let them live in the land of Goshen. And if you know any capable men among them, then put them in charge of my livestock.' Then Joseph brought his father Jacob and presented him to Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, 'How many years have you lived?'" It's kind of an innocent question. Pharaoh's getting to know Jacob, Joseph's father. "How many years have you lived?" And listen to what you can sort of see of Jacob's heart in his response. Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The years of my sojourning are 130. Few and unpleasant have been the years of my life. Nor have they attained the years that my fathers lived during the days of their sojourning." So Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from his presence. Well, Jacob was a pessimist. And do you know that pessimism is a wonderful formula for aging yourself? Yeah, there's so many things about Jacob that we can admire and learn from and grow from, but his negative approach to life was not one of them. One of the ways that you can keep your inner life young and fruitful and strong, even though you may be getting weak and failing physically, is to be a positive person. Look for what God is doing in the lives of people and in circumstances. If you only look at the negative circumstances of life and interpret everything on the basis of what you see, you're not living by faith. And you are living a life that is doomed to unfruitfulness. But when you look for God's activity and what God might be doing, and even when you don't understand what God is doing and you see bad things happening in your life, to trust Him and rely on what you know of who He is and what He's doing, and you keep this attitude, God is in control. God is doing something. God, what do you want to do through me in the lives of the people around me? When you have that attitude, then your inner life is strong, and you continue to be fruitful in the lives of people, even as you get old. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.